Welcome into our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. We're kicking off the show with the, new girls soccer coach, although she's already three games in. The girls soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, Christine Mason, joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So as we take a look, obviously your team is off to its best start in exactly a decade. Best start since 2014. You started off the year with a big 1-0 win over Clear Lake. Fell to a good Garner Heap of Ventura team, but bounced back and shutting out Hampton Dumont Cal rather emphatically 8-0. And just the makeup of this team, the mindset of this team, what has made it different than perhaps it's been in previous years?
For me, it's a fresh start. We're not looking at past years. We're looking at what we have today and what we can do going forward. Our focus has been a lot on our technical skills. The girls came into it fully bought in and ready to learn from a new coach. And with the background that I have, I've just learned over the years that focusing in on confidence on the ball, and that translates to a lot of success in a game. With the Clear Lake game specifically, we implemented a 5-3-2 formation, which is heavy on the defense. We've got a really strong back four and five with this formation, and that team we just hammered in working together as a unit and staying compact. And then when we get the ball and clear it out, quick transition, and that's really what led to the goal. We were able to hold them to no goals, which was excellent. But the girls, they listen, they execute, and they keep working hard. And I think that that's just going to keep building for us.
And perhaps the individual that stood out the most here early on in the season has been your senior, Jillian Simmons. 7 goals. She had 5 goals in the win over Hampton Dumont Cal. 7 goals on the season. She last year definitely showed flashes at times that she had the ability to be this kind of player, but it definitely looks like she has really taken the reins. And just from when you started working with her in your first year here, what are some of the things that have very much impressed you about Jillian's game in her senior year?
Jill's a kid that she wants the ball. She wants the ball at her foot, and she wants the goals. She's hungry for it, and a player like that is going to get the goals. She works hard outside of practice as well. There's been times where she's reached out and asked to borrow some balls so she can go out and work on finishing. And when you have somebody that loves the game, and loves to work on themselves, you're going to see the results, and that's exactly what she is. She's hard work pays off, and she's hungry for every time. She wants the ball, and that kind of player is going to convert, and I'm so impressed with her ability to stay composed and finish under pressure, and she's only going to keep getting better.
And as we look at your upcoming schedule, coming up tonight, you guys take on Belmont Clemmie with a 5:30 kickoff time, followed by a trip to Iowa Falls, take on Iowa Falls, and then that comes up on Thursday evening before another conference matchup with Humboldt next week, and then a non-conference matchup with Greene County to round out that following week. And when you look at this upcoming schedule, quite a few North Central Conference opponents coming up, and it's getting really very much into the heart of the conference season. What you and the staff, what are you specifically looking at here over this next couple weeks? What are maybe areas you'd really like to improve on here in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I think we take it game by game. I do look at past statistics to just kind of get a feel for what we're up against from previous years, but also, again, just taking it, this is a new year, new start. Every team could be different. Our formation will change a little bit depending upon whether or not we have more offensive opportunities or if we need to, again, protect our goal a bit more with the formation against Clear Lake and Garner. But our last game, we were able to put more numbers up and capitalize on more attacking opportunities. So each game, we're going to look at it like that. We're flexible to make changes halfway through the game if we need. We've got a lot of depth in our bench. We're able to sub on quite a few of our players, which makes a big difference. And really, high school season is heavy on games, and so the girls are fatigued. 2 games a week is a lot, and so we're looking to sub frequently, sub often, and make sure that plenty of players are getting minutes, especially in games where we can be up 3 or 4 goals, like our last game, so that more and more kids get that game experience. So we're really going to try to, in games where we're doing really well and we're up, to get more of our players on, more playing time. In games that are a little tighter, we'll be pressure legs for our starting lineup.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Wright County and Iowa Falls Alden.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yep, that was Christine Mason, the head girls soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with South Hamilton girls track coach and AD Dan Brody after the break.